This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. And so we're going to talk about the communist cancers that have embedded themselves. Looks like Ford has one on their hands. We're going to talk about that as it pertains to the military as well, FBI, many other things. We're going to do emails this hour. We're going to do, well, we have to talk about wild animals. We have to talk about illegals still voting in elections. We still have a lot to cover on a Monday on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, Chris, I want you to do me a favor, and you're going to get mad about it because I probably should have brought it up beforehand and whatever. That Disney chick, the Disney producer, the audio we've played a million times, he's already going to find it. There's a story out. Ford, the motor company Ford, they have an executive. Now, they have his title officially as the company's chief learning officer. So I don't think I have to tell you he's gay. If you're hiring anybody and that's his title, chief learning officer, you could just automatically assume.
Why are you gay?
It's 100% guarantee anyone with that title is gay. And so what is his actual role? Well, he's the DEI guy. That's what the chief learning officer does. They went, found a gay dude, and they said, hey, you definitely seem like the kind of communist we want to work here at Ford. And this is what he did. He posted it himself, so I guess I'll just go off of what he said. He saw an elderly man watching Fox News on a flight from San Diego. Quote, deplaning, and I notice he and his wife are getting into their airport wheelchairs to be pushed to the next gate. My filter was malfunctioning. Love to see you supporting DEI. The elder passenger replied, not me. Evans said, yes, you. That wheelchair and the human pushing it are provided at no direct cost to you, rather by a subsidized cost attributed to every passenger in this airport, provided to level the playing field for you. Now, this isn't investigative reporting. Barrett Evans, the chief learning officer at Ford, bragged about this. Now, this is a human being, I have no doubt, who has a generous, guaranteed six-figure salary. Guaranteed, and it's probably not in the low six figures either. A high, high executive with a major corporation. And he took to social media to brag about yelling at an old man in a wheelchair, essentially about watching Fox News. This comes back to a conversation that we've had so many times before. And in fact, it's going to lead us perfectly into the military and the FBI. In fact, it's going to lead us into archaeology. The communist, it is normal to think that he will, even if not set aside his communism, he will make his communism second place once you bring him into an important company or an important role of some kind. It's human nature to think that because it's not your religion. You couldn't imagine doing what he does. But the communist never, ever, 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 ever sets aside his religion. Ever. It never, ever, ever becomes number two under any circumstances. It is the chief religion. and nothing will ever take its place. So you can take him and you can put him in the Boy Scouts. He's going to figure out a way to make it communist. You can put him in charge of the NFL, NASCAR. He's going to figure out how to make it communist. You can put him in charge of the church. He'll figure out how to make it communist. You can put him, you can put her as a big shot producer for Disney kids movies. What's she going to do with it? Hey, LaToya Ravenow, what did you do with your job at Disney?
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, you hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. The showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I feel like I felt like it was, I mean, like, maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess, like, something must have happened in the last, like they are turning it around, they're going hard. And then all that, like, momentum that I felt, like, that sense of, I don't have to be afraid. Let's have these two characters kiss. Let's, in the background, this, like, I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me, and no one was trying to stop me.
Is that a show producer? Is that a writer? Is that a director? Or is that a communist activist? It doesn't matter what job title you hand them. And this is going to lead me to the military. It doesn't actually matter what uniform you hand them. It doesn't matter how important the role you hand them is. There is never a situation where the communist will set aside his religion for something higher, because for the communist, there is nothing higher. Look, before I even get to the military, here's a story. You probably missed it. It's not important. But it was out of CBS. The headline is, ancient altar found in Guatemala jungle apparently used for sacrifices, especially of children. Now, it's not exactly breaking news that the native tribes, you would know them as Mayans and Aztecs and those types, the native tribes of what is now known as Latin America, they were famous for their human sacrifice. They were really, really demonic devil-worshipping societies that believed in killing people to their sacrificing people for their gods, for better weather, for better crops, for better and oftentimes it was children. Okay, so this is a story. It's actually a cool discovery. They found one of the temples where all this stuff was taking place. Okay, so you got that. It's historical. We got it. But there's a little tidbit in here that's so, so revealing. Maria Belen Mendez, this is quoted from the article. I'll just read right from the article. An archaeologist who was not involved in the project said the discovery confirms, quote, that there has been an interconnection between both cultures and what their relationships with their gods and celestial bodies was like. We see how the issue of sacrifice exists in both cultures. It was a practice. It's not that they were violent. It was their way of connecting with the celestial bodies. You see, this woman, Maria, sure, her title says archaeologist. I'm sure she studied very hard to become an archaeologist. I'm sure her profession is that of an archaeologist. But Maria has a higher calling, you see. There are saintly tribal peoples who are, we all know, the height of all good. And Western civilization is the evil conquering force that stopped them. But these saintly tribal peoples, they're the good guys in the story. And so, if you happen to, as an archaeologist, if you happen to discover I didn't go into the details of it, but they actually have the children's skulls and things like that. Like, it's dark, man. It's really dark. Straight out of Indiana Jones. But if you're Maria Belen Mendez, you understand that you have a job. You have a role to play. And it's not to be an archaeologist. That's just the skin suit you happen to wear. You have a job, and your job is to protect the saintly reputation of the glorious native peoples who were crushed by evil Western civilization. So when you come across the place where children were tortured to death, I can't put it any nicer for you. They would, the Aztecs in particular, believed that children's tears had an extra benefit. So it's not just that they would bring in children and murder them. They would torture them first. I won't go into the details of it. There are kids listening. It's really bad. Okay. They would do terrible things to the children to make sure the children were crying before they then killed them. But if you're a modern communist, that doesn't work with the revolution you're trying to fight. So you take your title, your skin suit as archaeologist, and you have to protect the saintly natives, you see. Communism never gets set aside. It never gets pushed down to number two ever. And that's going to bring us to the military and the job Pete Hegseth has on his hands. Let's do this email real quick first. Dear McMeanface, I understand you have a passionate disdain for coleslaw, regardless of its contents, but I also know that you obla, what's your preference for Mexican beans, refried or charro? Beans are almost always disgusting. Refried are acceptable, though. Refried beans can be really good, especially on a nacho. By the way, I just received my new order of rough greens in the mail for my also worthless 3-year-old golden doodle, Rufus. Rufus is such a perfect name for a golden doodle. While he loves crispy romaine lettuce and veggies, we supplement those with rough greens so he will outlive us. Says it's okay to say his name. His name is Doug. Give your dog rough greens. Whether you have a dumb dog like I do and like Doug does, or whether you have a decent dog, we do love them. We love them. And they love us. And we want them to live, and it hurts when they die. Rough greens is the only way your dog's going to get nutrition. He doesn't get any from his food. Sprinkle some on his food. Let him live longer. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We still have so much to get to. I just wanted to touch on this before we move on to other things. I need to talk about a secret that I'm going to start having. I'm going to share it with you. Before I get to that and emails and other things, those communists I just laid out in Disney and Ford and other places, they're all throughout our government. They are throughout not just the parts of our government we hate, right? If I told you they're in the EPA, you'd know that. They are all over the United States military. Barack Obama spent 8 years filling up the military with as many dirty communists as he could. And then Trump's first term, he didn't get rid of them. And then Joe Biden came in and turned that program into overdrive. And now all the dirty communist generals Obama put into place, well, they have spread their communism down through the ranks. And now top to bottom, the United States military is infected with these types. Did you see what that colonel from Greenland said? I'm not going to go into the details of the story. Our vice president, J.D. Vance, went over to Greenland and really gave kind of the most benign comments ever. Hey, we're going to see about Greenland becoming ours. Whatever, it's presidential policy. The Space Force colonel sends out an email. It wasn't even like a side conversation with the friend. Sends out an email to everyone basically saying, well, that's not my policy. She can't help herself. We finally, just today, we got rid of Linda Fagan. Do you remember Linda Fagan? Coast Guard? Commandant? Maybe the name Fagan rings a bell.
We currently have nearly 40% women enrolled at the Coast Guard Academy. I'm really excited about the talent and the diversity that I see coming through the academy. My daughter is in the Coast Guard as a lieutenant, and there is just nothing but opportunity for her and all of the men and women that have joined the service. I'm really excited about the future as we look ahead.
Really excited about the diversity of it. Is she excited to make the Coast Guard more lethal, better, sharper? No. She's excited. The Fagan way is excited about, oh, do we have enough women in here? Do we have enough gays in here? Do we have enough? But Fagans are everywhere. We have a Fagan problem throughout the United States government. It's not like she's a one-off. You could go to every single military branch. Fagan, Fagan, Fagan. IRS, Fagan, Fagan. The ATF's all Fagans. The whole thing. Every single branch of the government has Fagans throughout it. And this is our problem. You have to get these cancerous Fagans out of the government or they will destroy your organization. Just like they destroyed Disney. Just like they destroyed Hollywood. Just like they've gutted every... Just like why you have to see... And racism in the end zone in the NFL. You thought the Fagans were just in the civilian world? There's a Fagan in every single office building in the United States government. And remember this lady? Shoshana Chatfield. Oh, gosh.
And we've also heard.
Just know that this lady was a vice admiral in the Navy. Remember I told you? We got a Fagan problem.
And we've also heard about the meaningful participation of women in the security and defense sectors. We have learned about the importance of gender inclusive approaches. We will be left with a professional military ready to get after the needs of the nation with highly talented, diverse and capable people before us, beside us and behind us.
Barack Obama put them into place. But it's actually so much worse than that because again, like any malignant cancer, they grow. What's that word they use? Starts with an M. Metastasize. You see, today it's one Fagan. But then, who does she promote? She's looking for little Fagans. Fagans who will carry on the Fagan way. And then this Fagan, one Fagan becomes three Fagans, becomes 20 Fagans, becomes 100 Fagans. Soon, jeez, your entire officer corps, Fagan, at every single daggone level. This is what I have stressed over and over and over again about the FBI, about the military, about things like that. I am happy we are removing some of these tumors. Some of these tumors you cannot possibly cut too deep because once you get a Fagan in there, they will do the only thing communists know how to do. Communism. And it will be number one. I don't care if the vice president... Think about this. That woman who just got relieved of her command, she was the commander of Space Force Greenland. If you were... Now, I don't expect you to know everything about the military, but you are smart enough to know. How long do you have to stay in? How prestigious is it to become a colonel in the Space Force in charge of the base? You are the base commander. She gave all that up, sending out an email blasting the vice president. Gave it all up without a second thought. Why was there not a second thought? Because communism isn't number two for her. She's not a Space Force commander first, and then a communist when she's off duty. There is no second for a communist. They are a communist first and foremost, no matter the title, no matter the uniform. We have a lot more work to do. A lot more work to do, trust me. Today was Fagan number one. There better be, well, got 3 million government employees. We're facing an army of Fagans. We better win. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you need to email the show your questions or really whatever you want to say, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And before I get to my secret that I'm about to come up with, I have to look back again on those brave, smart, amazing women who got to know a billionaire who paid for them to take an 11-minute-long fully automated flight in outer space, and we could even hear them screaming on the way down.
Parachutes deploy from the crew capsule. Those are like the guide parachutes. There go the drogue parachutes. Just free fall.
Would it have been a fate worse than death to be on that capsule? I say it would.
Going right there until those drogues came out.
Dead serious. If you had to choose 10 minutes of this.
And then next will be the main parachutes that get pulled out.
10 minutes of that or death, which one would you pick? I would need a minute. I would need to know that the boys were safe and secure and that I was going to be okay, and then it would be a hard question.
Hear that screaming inside the capsule? Perception, there it is.
My. This is when Katy Perry comes out of the capsule that she was in for 11 minutes and kisses the ground.
Katie! Woo!
You got to trust in yourself on this journey, and then you're feeling the love.
That's the best part. Hey, Katie, someone flew a capsule to space for 11 minutes and you were in it. What do you think? Well, look, I had to trust in myself.
I sailed on my first try. I just let the boat do the work. That was my secret.
All right, quit. Focus. So, I have a problem. The ladies will not relate to this. Every dude, especially married dudes, will relate to this. I'm wearing a shirt. I don't have very many shirts that I wear. Over 17, 18 years of marriage, I don't know. I've acquired several shirts. You need a different shirt, but I have 6, 7. If you watch the show, if you watch clips of the show, you probably notice on top of this iHeart zip-up jacket, but below it, there's only 6 or 7 shirts. I don't have a wardrobe guy or something. I just grab a shirt off the hanger and I put a shirt on. And what I'm wearing now is one of my favorite shirts. It's one of the, we'll call it 6 that I wear. Right? Now, I spent a lot of money on this shirt like 5 years ago or so. It's a Tommy Bahama shirt. That's not cheap, right? They're not cheap. It was on sale, but I still spent a lot of money on it, and it's very soft. That's the point. That's how men select shirts. It's not how it looks, which I don't care about. It's so soft. Like, it holds me, right? It's not only soft. I think it looks pretty good, okay? But I looked down. I was in the bathroom earlier, and I looked down. Chris, Corey, can you guys see these? Can't see them, can you? You see the strings? Oh, you see them now, don't you? I look down, and there are 2 gigantic strings hanging off of it, but I need to be clear. These are not one little thread hanging off the bottom, which I could easily snip off or just burn off. These are big, thick ones. The shirt is going bad. When you have threads of this size, look, I'm going to burn them off. I'm going to cut them off. But the shirt is going bad. And now what I'm looking at, it's not 2 threads as I look down. this is the beginning of the end. This is me sitting down at the doctor's office with my shirt, and the doctor's telling me my shirt is terminal. It's not going to be here forever, okay? But why would I care if I develop a little hole? It's just right below my left pec, which is pretty swollen, I might point out. But it's right below my left pec is where this hole going to be. Now, I'm not going to wear this out on a formal date or something, but there's absolutely no reason I can't wear this to work when I'm... You hear that? Is that coming across? They can't hear it, Chris. Either way, I'm zipping up the jacket. You're not going to be able to see the hole. Definitely not going to be able to see the hole on air. You're not going to be able to see the hole, Chris, with my jacket zipped up is what I'm saying. You're not going to be able to see the hole. What? See, Chris said, just wear it as a house shirt. But you don't understand the problem, Chris. Ob does the laundry. Ob has developed quite a reputation at this point in time. She will throw away the clothing I have once she finds a hole in it. She does the laundry. She washes it. She dries it. She folds it. She puts it away. Once this shirt leaves my hands and goes into the dirty clothes, the hamper, the dirty laundry hamper, I have lost complete operational control of the shirt, and I won't lay eyes or my hands on it again until it is hung up in my closet. So your argument that you just made, Chris, see, that was a very reasonable argument. And I've actually used that with her the last time she pointed out my favorite pair of jeans. They had at first developed a little hole in the butt right underneath my right cheek, but a jean hole. Okay, it looked the end of a pen, right? The end of a pen. That's about what they were. It didn't take long for that hole to become a golf ball and then an apple. And I kept explaining that meant the jeans were broken in. That my jeans, and they were, by this point, they were Lee jeans. By this point, they didn't even qualify as jeans. They were basically sweats. They were so comfortable. They were so broken in and so broken down, I would get home from work with my jeans on and I wouldn't take them off. That's when you know you have special jeans. Not putting your comfies on. No, my comfies are on. They're called my jeans. And I told her, Chris, because she threatened, she's going to throw them away. I said, I'll just wear them around the house. And she said, no, you won't. And then she caught me one time wearing them out. One time. I was running to the gas station. I never saw the jeans again. So it brings me to this. I have a business idea, Chris. And here's the business idea. It'll have to be done in secret. We don't want to encourage anybody lying to their spouse, but a secret laundry program exclusively for men who don't want to lose a cherished piece of clothing that is a little worn out, if you will. Listen, a secret pickup service. Maybe there's a schedule. Maybe you can drop it off when she's not looking. Maybe I'll come by the house and I show up in a landscaper van. Hey, just checking if you need your flowers done. Oh, you have a package for me? Sounds good. Maybe we can even meet in public to exchange it back once I get it clean for you. I'll slide it to you on a briefcase under the desk. What, Chris? What? Chris said who's going to be doing the laundry. No, you don't understand. I understand women will find a group of them who don't care. You're right. You're exactly right. If we hire women to do the laundry, then the word is going to get out and it won't be secret. I mean, it won't be secret at all, which means we're going to have men do the laundry. How are we going to find men who are the... I know. The Navy. The Navy's got to have all kinds of dudes who love doing the laundry. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Chris. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. We'll find Navy veterans, and they'll do the laundry. They probably enjoy it. Anyway, that's what we need, a secret laundry service designed specifically to protect your clothing from your wife throwing it away. That's my idea. I like it. And look, it's not as brilliant as Relief Factor. I admit that. But how many things are? Did you even know there was a daily supplement you could take that would take pain out of your life? Isn't that crazy to think about? Up until 4 years ago, 3-4 years ago, I didn't know about that. Relief Factor is drug-free, 100% drug-free. Doctors developed it for people like me. I don't want to ignore my pain, which is what I will do, and I won't take anything to mask it. It's terrible for you. I don't like it. So what do? Here's what you do. You stop doing the things you love. You wake up in the morning and think, oh, my back's going to hurt. Why don't you try Relief Factor for 3 weeks? 3 weeks. That's it. If it doesn't work, if your pain stays the same, don't ever order it again. You lost nothing. Well, $19.95 is what that 3 weeks cost. Just try it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I have a couple other stories I actually need to get to and not very much time, but Jewish producer Chris just brought this up to me. Apparently it came out a couple hours ago. Publishers Clearinghouse went bankrupt. And you know what I say to that? Good, Chris. And let me explain why. Because this is the only thing I remember about Publishers Clearinghouse. I don't even know anything about the company. I remember it was probably the first time in my life I was victimized by spam mail because they kept sending out these letters, these envelopes. And every time I was a child, like 6-7 years old, and my parents always made me get the mail. It was really far away. And I would go get it, and I would be so excited because you would see on this envelope that you were about to win $10 million. Remember that? You remember it? You remember what I'm talking about, Chris? And I took it hook, line, and sinker when I was a kid. And I remember being so frustrated with my parents when I brought in this envelope, and they were so dismissive of me. And my dad actually said, "What are you talking about? That's a scam." And I said, "Dad, it's right there on the envelope. What are you talking about? We're about to win $10 million. Why are you being dismissive of this?" And it got so bad that I actually filled it out and I subscribed to something. Oh, I know, Chris, one time. And it didn't work. Didn't work at all. It turns out they were lying, that you're really not going to win a thing. So you know what? Good riddance, Publishers Clearinghouse. That's one. Two, Arizona to begin removing as many as 50,000 non-citizens from the voter rolls following a lawsuit. Huh. Critical swing state had 50,000 people on the voter rolls, huh? I was told this was a hoax, that illegals didn't vote, that Democrats wanted all those people here just out of the goodness of their hearts. Headline: ICE arrests New Jersey sushi restaurant owner convicted of spying for the communist Chinese. I would never have been caught up in this because I don't go to disgusting sushi restaurants like all the rest of you do. Sushi sucks. And stop emailing me telling me, "No, you haven't tried this kind." Everyone in my life does the same thing to me. "No, you haven't tried that. You haven't tried this kind. You haven't tried." I've tried it several times because, of course, Ob loves it because it's healthy. And it's disgusting every time. I've tried whatever dumb roll it is. And not only that, rice kind of sucks too. What, Chris? Oh, that makes it a lot better. Chris just said you drown it in soy sauce and wasabi. Soy sauce is like nectar from the gods, Chris. Yes, you could drown the soles of my shoes in soy sauce and it would be good enough to eat. That's not a sell for sushi. That's just like saying you haven't had my whatever with bacon in it. Yeah, your whatever sucks. That's why it needed bacon in it, okay? Because bacon is so good it can make everything edible. What, Chris? We did go to this place once that had bacon brittle. Hear me out. No, hear me out. So you know what peanut brittle is? It had vanilla ice cream with bacon chunks inside of the vanilla ice cream. And then peanut brittle chunks were broken up into it and all around it. It was a real sweet. No, Chris, I know it doesn't sound good. It was a real sweet, salty thing that was Mm-mm. I'm telling you, it was really, really good. We can't even leave our house. Waterloo students are terrorized by angry nesting Canadian geese. This took place in Canada, so it's not important. I just want to point out that Western civilization is insanely neutered in many ways, and stories like this drive me nuts. This reminds me of that story from Florida a few years ago I went on a rant on, and the story was, I think they were peacocks. I believe they were peacocks. There were these peacocks who everybody in the town was complaining about. The peacocks kept attacking people and harassing vehicles, and Western civilization is now so feminized and neutered that human beings believe that they should just be controlled in some way or intimidated in some way by the animal population. At no, I want to stress this. I can't shout this from the rooftops loud enough. If you had a time capsule and you could go to any other point in the history of humanity, at no other point in human history would you find human beings paralyzed by the animal population without coming up with a solution of, well, let's just kill the animal population, whether it's large animals. Maybe there's a pride of lions causing you trouble. You would understand that you have to kill your way out of that problem. Or animals that are just annoying to you. Maybe deer are tearing up your yard, or raccoons are tearing through your trash, or a bunch of geese. Geese could be really mean, by the way, are attacking you. At no other point in human history would human beings just be looking around lost. Man, I just wish there was something we can do. You have a shotgun. There's a lot you can do. It's a goose, not a woolly mammoth, not a saber-toothed tiger. It's not a Tyrannosaurus rex. You have a 12-gauge. It's a bunch of geese. Congratulations. The homeless people are about to eat really, really good for a long time.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
To answer your question really quickly, Chris, yes, they are delicious. Geese and duck. Don't ever dismiss duck. My old man used to take me duck hunting. It was awful and really cold in Montana, but it was delicious when we got one. If you cooked one the right way, duck has got, it's got good fat on it. The good fat, you know, fat is flavor. Anyway, decapitated woman's head is reattached after a freak gym class accident. I read this and I was just as disappointed as you're about to be. She wasn't decapitated. It was an, quote, internal decapitation. So yes, it's impressive. I get all that. But I actually thought they reattached some woman's head, and I thought that was going to be amazing. Think about the cool scar she would have. Breaking news. Panama authorizes U.S. armed forces to operate from three key air and naval bases. Remember that Panama guy? The head of Panama who was shouting really loud that Trump wasn't going to come in and take anything over? Yeah. How'd that work out in the end? Senior FBI official tied to FISA abuse and Hunter Biden cover-up is suspended. I guess that's a start. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.